This is Christopher Perrin with InsideClassicalEd.com. What follows is an interview with James K.A. Smith, professor of philosophy at Calvin College and author of Desiring the Kingdom, Worship, Worldview, and Cultural Formation. In this audio clip, Jamie Smith encourages educators to address students as human beings who are thinkers, believers, and lovers. Here's Jamie Smith.
So I think one of the things that's we could diagnose that we've inherited in our cultural moment are what we could call some functional anthropologies, some functional models of the human person, some of which we inherited from modernity. So they have sort of recent provenance, you know, in the history of human thought. And from the Enlightenment, from modernity, we inherit this model of the human person as a thinker. Now, not just that we think, but that, in fact, we are defined by what we think, that we are minds, that we are thinking things, that the core and essence of who we are is the intellect. Without wanting to deny that that's a feature of who we are, if you sort of overestimate that, if you absolutize that, you will actually end up with a reductionistic picture of the human person. So some then Christian theorists, even a century ago, pointed out and said, well, look, we're not just thinking things, we are actually believing things. We're not just thinkers, we're believers. And that's kind of what the worldview approach to Christian education is saying, is, look, there's no neutral, objective thought about the world. All of our thinking about the world is informed and contextualized by what we believe about the world. There's a worldview that precedes our reason. We believe in order to understand. That's also true. That sounds just right. But we're also more than that, too. So if you just had a model of education that emphasized not just thinking but also believing, I still think you would have a stunted, truncated anthropology that you're working with. Because then St. Augustine would emphasize, in order for you to believe well and to think rightly, you actually have to love in the right order. Your loves, your affections. Jonathan Edwards, the great American theologian Jonathan Edwards, would say the same thing. You need rightly ordered affections to be the context and the seedbed for right believing and right thinking. And so an educational project that just deals with the intellect is okay, that's a great starting point, but that's a piece of us. One that addresses our belief structures and systems, great, that's an improvement. It's still not the whole deal. The most holistic education is going to be one that addresses and grabs hold of our affections, our loves, our passions, and orients those, trains those towards the end of human flourishing that our narrative articulates as the ideal. And I think it's exactly that kind of full-orbed holism that classical Christian education is trying to get after.
James K.A. Smith, speaking about how education should be a holistic enterprise addressing students as thinkers, believers, and lovers. Additional portions of this interview with James K.A. Smith can be found on the web at InsideClassicalEd.com.